So, when Krishna had said that the Kauravas will be destroyed because of their offense to Draupadi, then why did Krishna go as the Shantidut? Was he ready to forgive them for that, or what exactly was his reason? See, first of all, as far as I have read in the Mahabharata, I have not seen directly Krishna cursing the Pandavas, Kauravas, or Krishna making a direct proclamation like that, that because of your offense to Draupadi, you will be destroyed. It's understood as a principle of dharma, that when they offend a virtuous lady, there will be serious consequences. But I have not seen Krishna making a specific promise, a specific word like that. He does reassure Draupadi that this wrong will not, this injustice will not go in vain. No, justice will be done. So that could be extrapolated to mean that. But the important point is, even when Krishna goes as Shantiduta, he is staying the previous night at Vidura's house, and Vidura asks him, you know, he is going to insult you. He is going to insult you. He is not going to listen to you, Duryodhana. Then why are you going here? So Krishna replies that, I know that Duryodhana is not going to listen to me, but I want to show the world that my devotees did not instigate war. My devotees did everything possible to avoid war. And it was in spite of them that war happened, not because of them. So it was for that purpose that he went to the fight. He went to negotiate peace. Now, if say Duryodhana had accepted, would he have forgiven? Yes, in a sense, that is a hypothetical possibility. It did not actually happen. So Krishna, he was ready that if peace could be had, he was ready to do that. But the point is, Duryodhana was not going to do that. Duryodhana was so arrogant. So Krishna went there primarily to show Arjuna, to show the world that the Pandavas were not the cause of the war. The Kauravas were the cause of the war. For that purpose he went.